gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Dicky Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Garth Roberts.
This is Jeffrey Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And I can tell you that firsthand because I'm a cat daddy, and I also have feral cats outside, and they will eat out of my hand with this Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack that they love. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or just go to your pet store and get it there. Good pets, foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. You can actually put the word pets in the promo box and get 10% off. At goodpetsfoods.com. And don't forget, join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th through the 14th of this year by Colette Tours, 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1299-885. Join me in tropical Costa Rica. This is Talkin' Pets.
You want to go outside? Why, Rapunzel? Look at you, as fragile as a flower. Still a little sapling, just a sprout. You know why we stay up in this tower.
I know, but...
That's right, to keep you safe and sound, yeah. Guess I always knew this day was coming. Knew that soon you'd want to leave the nest. Soon, but not yet.
But
shh, trust me, pet mother. Knows best. Mother knows best. Listen to your mother. It's a scary world out there.
Yes, it is.
Mother knows best. One way or another, something will go wrong, I swear.
Always does.
Thugs, poison ivy, quicksand, cannibals and snakes, the plague.
No.
Yes.
Also large bugs, men with pointy teeth, and stop no more, you'll just upset me, Mother's right.
This was a great movie by Disney. Of course, it was called Tangled. Happy Mama's Day to everybody out there. And like we said before, even if you don't have children, you're still a mama if you've got a pet in your house. Because you're a mama, or, you know, you're their mama. Mm-hmm. So happy Mama's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy your time with them. It's great to have them in your life. There's nothing like coming home and having your dog greet you, or your cat greet you. And my, believe it or not, my cats do. When I walk in my front door, especially my cat Shadow, she just, like, she's running up to that door to greet me, and then she rolls over on her back. She's like, rub my belly! Rub my belly!
Oh, I love it. That's my favorite thing. Is when I'm coming down the driveway, I'm so excited to get in because I just want to see the smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he spins in circles, and he's a big dog, so sometimes I get knocked over. But I just love it. I usually just throw myself on the ground with him and just roll around.
There's nothing like it. And Michael said it right. Unconditional love, that's yep. what it's all about, you know. And your animals will give you that, and you can't always find it in people. So... enjoy your life with animals, and we should have more of them out there. But, as I mentioned with the movies, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
We're going.
mind. West to the Cineplex, to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only way to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these films. Thunderbolts. I actually did get to screen this one.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I loved it.
It was good.
It was great. It made $95 million in its opening week, which is okay. It's not bad. I think it, honestly, I thought it deserved better. But I think word of mouth maybe will push it along for the second week. But it was very well done. Extremely well done. I loved it a lot. Sinners, which I did not get to see. $193 million in 3 weeks. Michael B. Jordan has really been making his mark on Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, number three, a Minecraft movie. Mm-hmm. Talk about making its mark. It's some kind of video game, but it made over $400 million.
Yeah, no surprise.
Wow.
In 5 weeks.
No surprise.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The Accountant 2, $45 million in 2 weeks. And Until Dawn, $16 million. In 2 weeks. I didn't get to screen all of those, but I did screen, like I said, Thunderbolts. And I'm trying to think, Michael, you don't remember. I don't think there was any animals really in the film.
No, there was not.
Yeah, that I can recall on how they were used. But, so, I always say if there's a romance or a family movie, there needs to be a dog or a cat in it. Hands down. Anyway, well, those are your top five movies. I didn't get to screen any other ones, but you can check out my movie reviews at TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com, TalkinPets.com. We are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. We want to talk to you guys, so pick up the phone, give us a call. Mike's there. He'll put you on the air with us from CRN, the network that we're with. You can also listen to us on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn. You can also go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live, or you can go to Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio and watch and listen there. And there's a new thing out there. You can check it out. Just hit #250 on your smartphone and ask for Talkin' Pets. So let me know how you do with that. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and we want to talk with you guys. So pick up the phone and give us a call. So, Jilly, I want to talk to you about the top 10 tips for a successful training of a dog.
Okie dokie.
So one of the big things, first rule, plan ahead, right?
Always. And if you are adopting a dog and it is not a puppy, you still have to plan ahead, but you really, really seriously have to plan ahead with puppies because you are starting them from scratch. You are now you're one of their litter mates. So you become their parents. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many things that you need to be aware of when you're doing that. You know, make sure you already know who your vet's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much research to be done, and, you know, make sure you kennel train them. Use a very good high quality food if you're not going to make your food for them yourself, and make sure that you've put time in your schedule, whether you're adopting an older dog or whether you're getting a puppy, that you spend time with that dog training every single day and make it fun. It doesn't have to be weird or that they don't understand. They just want to be with you.
Mm-hmm. The thing I like about planning ahead as well is moving things away, like shoes or things of value to you, stuffed animals, even the remote control, put it where the dog can't get to it. Because dogs, they'll chew on anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of environmentally change the environment.
Yeah, create
a
space for
it. And we talked about this once before. Why do you give your dog a chew toy shaped like a shoe if you don't want
your dog to
eat your shoes? So plan ahead. I mean, make sure you know exactly, what the dog is supposed to be playing with, what the dog is supposed to be chewing on. And if you have to use them, baby gates are a good thing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're wonderful. I love baby gates. And they make so many really nice ones now, just like they make really beautiful kennels. I mean, they're not terribly expensive. I mean, Wayfair has them that are your coffee table in your living room, but the baby gates they're designer gates and stuff now, so your home still looks nice, and some of them retract so they're not out all the time. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I like actually the ones that are like end tables. I've seen those, and it's actually the dog crate. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it fits in as part of the furniture, but it also serves a double purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
I mean, doesn't work for me because my dog is massive, so I have a bigger kennel, but, you know.
No, that's like trying to put an elephant in a mouse hole.
It's true. But, you know, I have a specific room for him to be in, and it's covered, and there's, like, you know, flowers on top of it and things like that. And you can make anything nice and fit into your area if you just give it time.
We can take a little break. We come back. More of successful training tips for you and your dog. This is Talkin' Pets.
You will understand when I touch your hand so tenderly.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum. Visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to kahanapaliresort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to kahanapaliresort.com. That's kahanapaliresort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
According 2, In Defense of Animals, a deeply disturbing report has surfaced that the Phoenix Zoo is expected to kill Indu, a solitary 59-year-old Asian elephant, and then cut her body in half in order to remove her from this facility. We are horrified by the Phoenix Zoo's plan to kill Indu and desecrate her body for disposal, said Fleur Dawes, communications director at In Defense of Animals. Indu has endured decades of isolation and confinement. She deserves the chance to retire in peace, not be executed in secrecy and discarded like trash. Stolen from the wild in 1965, when she was only 1 year old, Indu has spent her life in captivity at various zoos throughout the U.S. For the last 26 years, she has been at the Phoenix Zoo. Now Indu has been solitary since Reba and Sheena died years ago, confined to a small, barren exhibit with no deep pool or inadequate shade for Arizona's brutal heat. Earlier this year, the Phoenix Zoo was ranked number 10 on In Defense of Animals, 10 Worst Zoos for Elephants in North America. The zoo has continually failed to provide Indu with the space, stimulation, and social companionship that she desperately needs to thrive. On April 12, 2025, passionate protesters rallied at the Phoenix Zoo to encourage the zoo to retire Indu, delivering a letter signed more than 22,000 people urging the Phoenix Zoo to send Indu to a sanctuary. Following its most recent placement on the 10 Worst Zoos list in January, the zoo announced plans to close the elephant exhibit once Indu dies, but has refused to allow her the chance to live free in a sanctuary while she still is alive. The Phoenix Zoo should not wait for Indu to die, or worse, actively kill her. Sanctuary should be considered as a humane alternative. She still has time to experience the joy of walking on grass, bathing in deep water, and forming bonds with other elephants. Indu's life matters, and we must give her the dignity she has been denied for so long. In Defense of Animals is urgently calling on the Phoenix Zoo to immediately halt any plans to kill Indu and instead do the right thing by transferring her to a reputable sanctuary. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
It's an Asian elephant.
So I got to tell you a story. The one time I was at Chippy's house, Chippy Hedren, she's the actress from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. You know, her daughter is Melanie Griffith. Her granddaughter is Dakota Johnson, who everybody knows. And I used to go to Chippy's house a lot when I was out in L.A. And I haven't been there in a couple of years now. But the one time that I was there, she had an elephant. And they were trying. They were bringing in another elephant to be with the existing one. And they had to keep the second one, of course, the new one, in quarantine and away from to make sure that they were able to see each other, able to, you know, be near each other, but not hurt each other, which is what's done with most animals when you're introducing new ones. And it ended up that eventually they felt safe enough to put the new elephant in with the existing one. And they were so much in love. Mm-hmm. These elephants were wrapping their trunks around each other. They were rubbing up against each other, and Chippy was like, there's like a mystery here. So she did homework, and she found out that both of those elephants, way back years previous, were used in a circus together. Mm,
they knew each other already, yeah.
So they already were friends. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing. Also, another tit-for-tat on the elephant thing is, as you all know, maybe you don't, but they are looking to bring the woolly mammoths back, and they're using the Asian elephant actually as the, you might say, the cocoon. basically, it's going to be the DNA that they found from the woolly mammoth intermingled with the Asian elephant to create another woolly mammoth. Pretty much what they did with the, you know, the wolves, the dire wolves. So
the dire wolves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the same kind of thing. I think it's kind of interesting. So we'll see what happens. But I also want to say, like, when you were reading your story, Shadow, my black cat, climbed up on my lap. she has to be, like, totally needy. But when you were reading, I was winking at her with my left eye. And I don't know if it means anything, but the entire time I was winking at her, she was winking back at me with her left eye.
Mm. Oh, boy.
When I wink, when I would wink, then she would look at me and she would wink. I would stop, she would stop. I would wink again, she would wink back at me. So,
that's so cool.
It's kind of like a communication. You know, cats are very communicative. I think they're little aliens, actually, to be honest with you. there's something inside their bodies which is like, cats are extremely intelligent, very, very smart, but very, very territorial as well. But when we were talking about the top 10 tips for successful dog training, I want to go over that with you again on making a behavioral wish list. But before we do that,
let the games begin!
It's Name That Animal Sound. If you know what creature makes this sound, what we're going to do is send you out a prize. You can go with a cat book, a dog book. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, which is a snack for your cats. Or you can go with Purrsticks, which is a breakable snack. It's like a stick, and then you just break it in whatever pieces you want to. You can go with Good Pets Foods. They're supplement treats for your dogs. They come in daily probiotic, hip and joint, and daily multivitamin. And we got the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. I have it in black right now. And Michael, what do you got over there?
We have some pet socks for your pet to keep their feet warm and protect them. We also have a pet harness for a petite animal. And then we have a dog bracelet.
Which is cute.
Yeah, very cute.
So you can go with one of those gifts if you can tell us what this is. What makes that sound? And you have to be specific. What makes that sound? And we may have just talked about it.
Did we?
818-818-6401. That's the number. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. And before we go out to this break, Julie, I just wanted to say positivity is always the important thing when training a dog, correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's positive reinforcement as well. And you can do it by love or you can do it with treats. It's a repetitive movement over and over again, whenever you're trying to train them. And they just get so excited from it because they know they pleased you. Mm-hmm. And
100%.
That's the whole purpose. Yeah.
Yep, 100%. So we are open to your calls and questions. You can guess what that creature is, 818-818-6401. I may have mentioned it recently, very recently. 818-818-6401. You got to be precise. This is Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A large black snake frightened beachgoers in Maryland last weekend. Roxanne Flanagan and her co-workers from a dental office were in Ocean City and their kids with their kids for Springfest when suddenly the children started screaming. At first, I thought they saw a shark, but I was never expecting them to see a snake. We all run down and lo and behold, there it is, a snake just on the beach. Flanagan started recording and her Facebook post about the snake went viral. Out of all the years I've been going to Ocean City, I would never have thought there were snakes in the water. But now I'm just worried about snakes. Maryland's Department of Natural Resources said that based on the photos of the snake, it appeared to be an eastern hognose snake. The department said it is a native species that likes habitats with sandy soil, so it is not unusual for it to be found on a beach. According to the Maryland Zoo, eastern hognose snakes may lift their heads like cobras and lunge at attackers when threatened, but their venom is harmless to humans. Officials said that they don't present any danger to the public and that the snake was probably looking for mussels or snails to eat. Still, the co-workers said their kids made a memory that they won't forget. It was like the highlight of the kids' weekend for sure. I hope it doesn't scare them to not want to go back to Ocean City, because I would like for them to enjoy the sand and building sandcastles. So hopefully I don't see any more snakes when we go back to the beach. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Yeehaw!
I won't go near the water, I won't go in. Mind is made, don't bother me no more. Yes, I see all the others play in the water, and I wish I could join in. But in my head, there's a poison snake in the water, and he's hungry for my skin. Child, I know what I've seen, and I know if I dive into the water, that snake will have my skin. As I stand at the water's edge with my crippling fear, you'll never get me.
Mother.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
Love it.
Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. We're looking for the answer to this animal sound. What creature makes that sound? Out to Levi in Spokane, Washington. Hey, Levi, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're doing good. Do you know what creature that is that makes that sound?
I'm just going to shoot the dark and say the Asian elephant.
You know, someday I got to learn ventriloquism. You'd make a great dummy.
Sorry, Levi.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. It was a good guess. Right. It was a good guess.
Yeah,
you were close.
Talking about it. I was like, oh, I'll shoot my shot.
Yeah, well, you lost. Sorry.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, Levi.
Yeah. Don't feel bad, Levi. I thought it was three different animals. So,
so listen again, and I did mention it. He was right to a degree of how, what I mentioned, but... So, that's what it supposedly sounds like. And Leba? Hi, Leba.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm great, John. Missing you.
Miss you, too. So what do you think, what creature do you think that is?
It's an elephant.
No.
No, dummy.
No.
Nope, it's not an elephant.
Can you give me a clue?
I mentioned it. Well, I only gave Levi one shot, so I'm going to keep it out there for somebody else to take a guess at it. But I mentioned it in a story. I was talking about it with the Asian elephant. But what creature is it? And... That is the sound of it.
Alligator.
You've seen cartoons about it, and but no, you said an alligator?
A glittering jewel of colossal ignorance.
Oh, good guess, and give my best to Orville, your brother, and give my guess my best to Christopher. So did you find out what he's filming for Netflix now?
I didn't find out yet, but he should be back from his trip and doing other stuff. But
I wish him the best. He did a great job in Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's doing other stuff right now, and it's hard to reach my brother at times. You know, my brother's always
That's family
traveling. He likes to travel.
Well, we're gonna take a shout out to San Diego, Leva, and thanks for calling us from Greenwich, Connecticut. And we're gonna try going out to Tilda and see if Tilda knows what this is. What do you think, Tilda in San Diego? What creature makes that sound?
I think it's the woolly mammoth.
I'd say congratulations. Somebody was paying attention.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good guesses on the elephant and the Asian elephant, because I did mention those, but that's actually the woolly mammoth, and that's what they're looking to recreate.
And how do they know what it sounds like?
Right, that's what I asked.
Well, that's why it kind of sounds like an elephant, but it has a little bit of a different tone to it than an average Asian elephant. But,
I heard a roaring lion, I heard birds, and then I heard an elephant sound. So I heard all three of those.
Yeah, well, I did hear the birds. I did hear the... But, no, that is the woolly mammoth, and that is what I mentioned. So, Tilda, what do you want to go with? We have cat books, cat treats, dog treats. What do you think?
I'm thinking dog treats.
You've got the... we're going to send you from Good Pets Foods. It's... the dog treat supplements, it's daily probiotics, the hip and joint plus, and the daily multivitamin. We'll send those out to you. And thanks for thanks for guessing woolly mammoth.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tilda. Stay on the line. Speak with Mike. We'll get your address out there in San Diego. So that was right. So congratulations.
That's awesome.
But a little bit of a story for you. Out of North Charleston, South Carolina... For the first time ever, the Charleston Animal Society says that 90% of the pets who entered animal organizations across the state of South Carolina were saved from being euthanized. The Animal Society's No Kill South Carolina initiative has been underway since 2016. Officials with the Animal Society say they have saved more than 892,000 pets across the Palmetto State over the past 9 years. $1 million grant from Petco Love has helped the initiative invest in programs and resources across the state. The groups are now working to expand spay and neuter programs for cats. They are also looking at resources as the number of shelter dogs with medical or behavioral issues have increased over the past couple of years. They say we reached the milestone. It'll continue to get harder and harder, but today is a day of celebration to do something, to have a chance to achieve something that so many thought impossible, particularly in the Deep South, said Charleston Animal Society President and CEO Joe Elmore. Officials with the Charleston Animal Society say that across the U.S., including here in South Carolina, another challenge has been the significant shortage of veterinarians. Animal shelters and organizations are consistently underfunded. The Animal Society says, adding to the challenge, South Carolina has been considered no-kill for cats since 2023. But the Animal Society says the continued success depends on keeping cats out of shelters in the first place by expanding spay and neuter programs and returning cats living outdoors to their natural environments. For dogs, rising vet costs, economic concerns, and behavioral rehab continue to present obstacles, according to the Animal Society. The increasing number of shelter dogs with medical or behavioral issues underscores the need for expanded resources and community support. A no-kill designation does not necessarily mean that no animals are euthanized. Instead, it requires that at least 90% of all animals in shelters care are successfully placed. Animals that are terminally ill, suffering from injuries, or at risk to community may still be euthanized. Visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father Time still takes a toll on legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill.
And I agree with this song, definitely no time to kill. But the one thing is, too, a lot of people have the misconception about no-kill shelters. The one thing with them, they do a great purpose. There's no doubt about that. But when they get to a limit, they're no longer able to take in more animals.
Right.
Whereas those animals go to another shelter, which may not be a no-kill shelter. And we know then what happens to those animals. And it's just so sad to see such beautiful creatures being euthanized and put to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it's scary. You know, we don't do it to humans. We used to have Kevorkian that did it, but then he got jailed and died. But, you know, the thing is that, I don't know. I mean, it's a tricky situation, but I don't like when animals are euthanized and put to sleep. But then again, it comes down to the point that we really do need to spay and neuter. And matter of fact, for my cat here, my outdoor feral cat that had the kittens, Sunny, Dr. Sue from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital agreed to spay her. So this way she won't be putting out another litter. So, which is a good thing, and that's what we need
yes.
to do, so that the animals that are in shelters and all end up getting adopted and go to good homes. So we need to cut back on the breeding of animals. Spay and neuter is one way of doing it, but you know, reputable breeders need to understand too, if there's not a need for their breed at the time, maybe they should not be breeding them. You know, maybe take a list of who wants the dog 100% before they actually go through the breeding purpose. And I know some do that, but some don't. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid and just call me.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
42 countries have made declawing illegal, including England, France, Wales, New Zealand, Germany, Switzerland, and Israel. In Canada, declawing is outlawed in nearly all provinces. In the United States, declawing is outlawed in many cities, including Austin, Texas, Denver, Colorado, the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, Missouri, Pittsburgh and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Madison, Wisconsin. It's also outlawed in 8 California cities, West Hollywood, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Berkeley, Beverly Hills, Culver City, Santa Monica, and Burbank. In 2019, New York became the first state in the United States to outlaw decline. Maryland became the second in 2022. A decline ban in the United States Capitol, Washington, D.C., went into effect in 2023. Virginia and Massachusetts have also banned decline statewide. Over the past years, an increasing number of state bills in the United States have been introduced to ban decline, indicating that jurisdictions nationwide are finally recognizing decline as cruel and inhumane. You have the power to protect cats in your community by supporting legislation to ban decline. Alley Cat Allies has played a part in many of the landmark decisions to ban cat decline, including the first ever statewide decline bans enacted in New York, Maryland, and Virginia. We are committed to informing and rallying compassionate advocates like you to take action in favor of decline bans wherever they arise. Check out our Action Center to see if there is a decline ban currently up for consideration where you live. Not sure if your community has a decline ban? See how you can find laws that relate to cats and learn how to advocate for humane laws and policies for declawing bans for cats in your community. Visit www.alleycat.org. If you'd like more information about declawing, you can see a story on our Facebook page at visittalkingpets.com for more info, and then also join our Facebook family. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how they're cute.
Can you get me start crying now? I love my cats.
Yes.
Julie, you love cats?
As long as they're not mine.
I know, you're a dog woman.
I am. I mean, I've taken care of many, many cats, and I love them and snuggle them, and I think it's great. A lot of my new friends up here have every kind of animal, but I just don't. I don't want him in my house.
When we were talking about training techniques and all, I wanted to ask you, and I know the answer, but I'm correct in saying consistency when training a dog is the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, dogs learn by repetition.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, too, about, you know, when you're bringing a dog into your home and setting aside time daily to be with them. That's not only good for the dog, it's also good for your psyche. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you're outside and you're laughing and you're playing with your dog and you're bonding and the dog is, you know, learning new things and you're learning new things. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a healthy option is to set aside that time to train every day. It doesn't have to be at the same time. You know, it just could be anywhere it fits in nicely, but it really means a lot to the animal, and you'll be a happier owner when mm-hmm. your dog obeys you.
You know, one thing I want to interject, too, is a story that Michael read. That was a really good story because it tells yes. a lot of people where declawing is illegal right. in other countries, but our country, it's still legal in a lot of states. and illegal in just a handful of states. It would be nice to see that if it was 100% nationwide that you couldn't declaw cats, because it is a very, it's a very cruel technique.
I think it's inhumane.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, you look at the first digit on your own fingers, that's what gets cut off on a cat. So it's very painful. But back to what you were saying about consistency and everything in training. So words are important, correct? Like, you don't want to say down if you mean off. As
correct.
In, like, get off the furniture or get off me. So you can't all of a sudden be using the word off and then start changing it to down or intermittently changing them or using them, because your dog's going to get confused. You want to stick to that same word, correct?
Exactly. And you can get training books, too, that'll teach you the hand signals. So you're using the hand signal when you're saying, you know, sit, stay, come, down. You don't want to use full sentences. They have no idea what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You want to relate the action to one word as best you can. And then it's easier for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when they're looking at you and they tilt their head and you're like, yes. Oh, my God, Fluffy, that's so cute. He's doing that because he's like, oh my God, Mama, you sound like a lunatic.
And I find I also get better reactions out of the dog. Yes, I will look at my crazy big Rottweiler and, you know, do, you know, baby calls with him sometimes, you know, but we're snuggling. When we are training, it is, I keep my voice low and monotone and firm, but I never raise my voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
That just confuses the dog.
If somebody had a camera in my house watching me when I play with my cats or I chase my cats around the house, they would think
I was crazy. We already know you're crazy.
They
already know you're crazy.
Yeah.
I'll chase them down the hallway, and I'm like, who's going to get your booty? Daddy's going to get your booty. And then they know it. It's like all of a sudden that tail goes up and they start running, and it's like they have a good time playing. So, and you know, when we were talking in this hour about training dogs and some of the techniques, you can do that with cats as well. Cats can be trained. It may take you longer, but they can be trained. But thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you are looking to get a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. And as you know, the situation that you may have heard, you know, with the little stray kitten that got run over by a car. If you can help, check out our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And we say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.